house while you were gone. The week after you left me, I found a couple acres near Severna Park. I had a house while you were gone. A house with silver shutters and a driveway laid in marble and thousands of rooms to fill and miles of space to fly. And I tried to believe it. It was better without you. I was safer alone. I'd give it all for you, I'd give it all for you by my side once more. I'd give it all for you.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Sitka. I'm joining the cast of Songs from a New World here in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So can you all introduce yourselves, please?
Hi, my name is Sam Fostein, and I'm from San Francisco.
Hi, this is Robert Flights. I'm from New York.
I'm Jessica Coker, and I'm also from San Francisco.
And I'm Rhiannon Gavon. I'm from Sitka. And I will also introduce our other cast member, Brandon Noel Thomas, who unfortunately is not here this morning, but here in spirit.
So can you tell me a little bit about the show? It's Jason Robert Brown, right? Mm-hmm. And last year you performed a Jason Robert Brown show around the same time. Mm-hmm. And what can people expect from this show? It's a little bit different, right?
Yes. So the last 5 years is a traditional musical in that it has a plot. this is not a traditional musical. Usually it's referred to as a theatrical song cycle. So there's no through plot. Through the musical, it's rather connected through a theme, which is basically change, these people who are at a moment of change in their life. And so all of us play multiple characters throughout the show, and each piece is really kind of a standalone, but again is united through this idea of a moment of change.
Mm-hmm. And Robert and Sam, you're returning to Sitka. You were a part of the last 5 years. Can you tell me a little bit about why you decided to come back and what you're excited about with this musical?
Well, I have been to Sitka a few times, so I will always take any opportunity to come back. And especially knowing that Sam and Rhiannon and this team of people were going to be reuniting, as well as some new fabulous faces. Was just too great of an opportunity to pass up. And I love the music from this show. I've been listening to it for a really, really long time. It's one of the first musicals I kind of discovered when I became aware of musicals. And so it's really cool to be able to play it here in Sitka.
Yeah, I agree with all of those things. Sitka's a really magical place, and it's really an honor to be back. The Sitka Fine Arts Camp is an incredible community that has been so kind to us. And the other thing is that, you know, you don't get to work with the four most talented people you know with very often. Mm-hmm. So it's very special to have a collaboration like this.
So, Robert, you'll be playing the piano. Right?
That's right, yes.
You're not singing any songs during
Ooh.
The piece?
Yes.
We'll see.
You'll have to come to the show.
Okay. And Sam, can you tell me a little bit about the characters you're embodying for the performance?
Yeah. if anybody here is familiar with Last 5 Years or saw the piece last year, my characters are very similar to the lead character in that show, Jamie. Pretty much it's a rather traditional track for mid-20s white straight male. just singing about love and my exploits regarding my relationships. And I'm a little self-consumed in my role, and I sing about myself a lot.
And Jessica, is this your first time to Sitka?
This is my first time in Alaska.
Alaska,
ever.
Wow.
I'm really excited. It's beautiful here.
And tell me a little bit more about your background. And
sure. Well, I actually I knew Sam. We did a show together in San Francisco a couple of years ago, so he was kind enough to think of me when they were talking about this project.
It was very easy.
I have been performing in the Bay Area for about 15 years in California. Before that, I spent about 8 years in New York. I went to school out there and actually worked on the business side of theater for a long time in company management. Got to do a national tour and work on a couple Broadway shows. And came back to the Bay Area to where my family was. And I got really involved in the theater scene as well as the cabaret scene. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of cabaret work. I just did a Burt Bacharach show. I did a Sarah Bareilles show right before that. And I do a lot of, I perform with a trio of girls called Boobs, which actually stands for something, I swear. Uh-huh. It was Busty, Outrageous, Over the Top Broads singing.
Oh, wow.
And then my sister and I know, we thought about that a long time. And then my sister and I sing backup for a lot of artists that come through San Francisco. So we do a bevy of things.
And tell me a little bit about what you're working on for this performance.
I like to think of this character. I play Woman 2. she's kind of all over the map. I think this track in particular has a lot of character work. Mm-hmm. I think of her sometimes as the take a breath moment, because sometimes it tends to get heavy, you know, and there's some serious through lines in there, and I think my character kind of comes in and's like, look at me, I'm funny. but obviously with some very good advice and good purpose in the songs that I sing, but I just get to belt my face off and it's fine.
And Rhiannon, tell me a little bit about why this musical and your role in it.
So Sam and I had talked for many years about doing the last 5 years, which finally happened. Sam's a busy guy. He's performing all over the place in San Francisco. So finding like a gap in his schedule that works is sometimes challenging. But we found this kind of perfect week last year to do the show. And Robert is like made for Jason Robert Brown, which is really, really difficult piano work. and then we wanted to do another show. We have to keep it small just because, you know, budget and all that stuff. But Zeke came into my office and he said, are we going to do another show this fall? And I was like, well, you know, Sam's really busy. It's hard to nail him down. And so I texted him and he was like, well, I have this free week in November. And we literally went from having no show to a show in like 24 hours, I think. With a full cast. And so I guess I am kind of like in the producery role where, you know, just kind of coordinating the parts and pieces, but also getting to perform, which is always really incredible for me, and especially with people of this caliber, is just really amazing.
And when are the performances? When can people come see the show?
Yeah, we open on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Otis Theater, and then we have another show Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
Come see our show.
The classic. Yeah. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Otis Theater. And if you missed this interview, if you're just tuning in now and you'd like to hear more about the show coming up, you can visit our website at kclw.org later today. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
For having us.